What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success. Today is Thursday, March 6, 2025, and I'm excited because it's Thursday night, and on Thursdays, it's Thursday Night Showdown. That's right, Thursday Night Showdown, where I go head-to-head with producer Britt, and we debate on a little topic. But before we even dive in tonight, before we get too far ahead, because we got a great show for you tonight, but before we get too far ahead, I got to welcome our producer, Britt. Come on, producer Britt. Come on, come on, come on. Come into the chat.
Hey.
Come
into the chat.
What up, what up, what up?
What up? Happy, what's today? Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
March 6th. Yep, 2025. And happy Women's History Month.
It's still Women's History. One thing that I really enjoyed. It did just start. I really appreciated your Women's History Month keynote, like baby keynote that you did when we talked about who are some of the influences that influenced you in your mm-hmm. career and, you know, being a woman in media. If the people didn't catch that episode, they need to go back and tap into that episode. And if they haven't seen that clip, they haven't seen it because we haven't posted it just yet, but it's coming out and y'all gonna see it. Y'all gonna see producer Britt give a baby keynote about what inspired her to be a woman in media. And it was just good. I appreciated that. So just so you know, yeah, keep that coming. Keep that same energy right there.
We need that. All right, I got you.
Yeah,
I be juggling so much over here. I be juggling so much. Okay, so let's get into it. Let's get into it. Okay, so my first story right here is also my Women's History Month fact of the day mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got the Queen Mary J. Blige herself. Okay, so for a limited time, everyone, you can listen to Miss Mary J. herself write and curate her own XM radio station. So she's doing this it starts March 18th and it goes through March 24th. But that is if you're in your car, okay? So if you're in your car, it's from March 18th through March 24th. But if you already have the app, the SiriusXM app, it's running now all the way through April 2nd, okay? So app, you can listen to her now, and it goes through April 2nd. And then in your car, you can listen to it through through March 18th and March 24th. Sorry, that is a lot of dates. Okay, so Mary J. Blige, she has had a career over three decades, spanning 9 Grammys, an Emmy, and an Oscar nomination. And I mean, I love to see her act, really.
Really?
That's one of my favorites. Yeah, she's been in some stuff.
Okay, I remember, I can't remember the movie, but she was a mother, and I think Q-Tip was in it too. It was a while ago. It was like Why the Caged Bird Sings, something like that. But
she played a cute role, well, funny role in The Umbrella Academy, and that's on Netflix. Yeah, that's on Netflix. So so you're gonna hear her, you know, you're gonna hear her album, you're gonna hear some stories about the songs on the albums, you're gonna hear some deep cuts. I love a good Mary J. Blige deep cut on an album, and then you'll hear some rare live performances that she's never shared before. You'll hear women that inspired her, Whitney Houston and Anita Baker, amongst others, and then you'll also hear the women that are inspired by Mary J. Blige. So we got Coco Jones, Victoria Monet, and Jasmine Sullivan. And I saw Jasmine Sullivan live, and that girl can sing, okay?
I saw Jasmine Sullivan live too.
She can sing.
But yeah. one thing I just gotta say, producer Britt, this ain't about Mary J. Blige. Kudos to Mary J. Blige. She the queen. You told me when we started doing this show, you said, John, you gotta keep it authentic. You gotta keep it real. You gotta talk how we talk.
Okay.
At that Jasmine Sullivan concert. It's like Jasmine Sullivan was calling out a lot of single women who had been hurt. And they was all singing
I always
together.
Say like her music is for like, you know, just Yeah.
For what? Like, what you, say what you, say, what you need to say.
Say I, what love, you. I love her. I love some of her songs. I love her music. But, you know, I can't relate to all of it. That's I can't relate to all of it.
Hotels? Huh? Hotels? Anyway. Hey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we had that conversation already. But, yeah, guys, so how do you act on this? If you don't have SiriusXM in your car, then you can download the app right now. Tell your friends, tell your mama. Y'all listen to Mary J. Blige this month, and it's going through April 2nd, okay? April 2nd on the app. I'm excited. I've already downloaded, and yeah, so I'm going to be listening to that for sure.
Okay, yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. Fair enough. I might have, also, might have to check it out. Might have to check
also,
it out.
So we're just going to keep going with Women History Month. This is Kamora Freeland, okay? She is a 17-year-old from Staten Island who is literally breaking the barriers, okay? This queen right here is the youngest pilot in New York, but she's also the youngest pilot in the state and the youngest Black female pilot in the state as well, okay? So, you know, most teenagers, they're out looking for prom dresses and twiddling their thumbs and scrolling on TikTok. But my girl Kamora, she is standing on business and in the classroom as well. So she's a Spelman. She attends Spelman, and she skipped her freshman year of college because she already had enough credits in high school.
Okay. Okay. Kamora, she's standing on business, but she's sitting on a plane.
But she's sitting on a plane. Okay.
She's sitting on a plane. She's a pilot. That's wild.
Yeah.
I love it.
Exactly. So, I love it. I mean, how she skipped her first year of college and, you know, she had enough credits already. So she said, you know, I can do what I need to do. So Kamora passed her private pilot's license exam last year, becoming New York's youngest pilot. She is currently attending Spelman as a sophomore at just the age of 17. This is crazy right here. When I read this, beyond flying, she's also a certified birthing doula and a lifeguard. She can deliver babies.
Oh my goodness. Kamora, shout out to you, but shout out to your parents.
I'm glad you said that.
Oh, you got something else.
So she's also a lifeguard. Okay, so she gained her aviation skills through a scholarship her mom enrolled her in. And so that's how she got, you know, that's how she got into this. So Kamora is committed to creating representation for young Black women in aviation. Now, Black women in aviation make up less than 1% of all pilots. Okay, so Kamora is literally changing the game. Okay, so and she changed the game before she could even vote. Okay, the girl ain't even 18 yet. So I'm it's just exciting to see. Just exciting to see.
Impact can be made multiple ways.
This is good to see. So share that story. Y'all talk about Kamora Freeland, and she's on her way. So Jonathan, the tea is hot. Okay. Remember I gave you the story a couple days ago about Caleb Wilson. And how the hazing saga is going on right now. So turns out that he didn't just collapse. He did collapse, but he had a seizure. And they lied about what happened to him. And they lied about what happened to him. The hospital actually contacted the police and was like, nah, this ain't right. This is not what happened. You know, the autopsy is still going on, but they know for sure that the story that was told is not the story that would happen to that boy.
Oh, Lord. This is the plot thickens. The plot thickens.
Yeah, the plot thickens. So I want to keep updating on this story, but, you know, continue to update yourselves too about Caleb Wilson and stop hazing. Stop hazing.
Stop hazing. Man. It's not cool, man. It's not cool.
It's really not.
It's not cool at all.
All right. So you remember this, George Floyd, Black Lives Matter?
Most definitely.
It's on the street leading up right to the White House. So this is coming down, Jonathan, and it is some drama around it, okay? So, it's some drama around. I mean, Washington, D.C. just has a whole bunch of drama around them in the first place. And also, I don't know if you know this. I don't know the technicalities of it, but Washington, D.C. citizens, people that live there, are not, they don't, like, we're kind of governed differently. We're kind of governed differently of how they are governed. I don't know how they are. I didn't do my reading up on that, but they are, and the article that I read about this story mentions that. So just to dive in, so let me break it down. So in 2020, during the George Floyd protest, Mayor Bowser had artists paint this Black Lives Matter in massive yellow letters leading straight to the White House, a direct message to then President Trump. But now, since President Trump is back in office, she is choosing to remove it. And she said that there are bigger fish to fry.
Oh, God. You can't use that reference there. Oh, my God.
I know, right?
Oh, my good. You can't use that reference towards
right.
people.
So she said there's bigger fish to fry. Okay. So the mural, the Black Lives Matter mural, is being redesigned as part of a citywide project celebrating America's 250th birthday. We don't care how old America is. Okay.
Oh, wow. That's yeah. Tapeless. So that's real tapeless.
Yeah. So they're redesigning it, and they're going to, it's called Black Lives Matter Plaza, but now it's going to be called Liberty Plaza. So
that's Black Lives Matter versus All Lives Matter. Like, yeah, this is the same conversation. We're removing the black so that we can make it inclusive of everybody.
Exactly. Exactly. I know. And
leave well enough alone.
And the fact that she decided, I know, you know, they kind of twisted her hand, but So with this decision, the administration has already fired thousands of federal workers that are working in D.C. And this is, you know, there's a potential $1 billion loss in revenue, not, you know, because of this plaza, but just the state itself is going through it ever since, you know, Trump got back in office and he's doing federal layoffs and, you know, shrinking the government, because that is what his plan is to do. Also, one Republican congressman recently threatened to withhold millions in federal fundings if she didn't choose to repaint it. He would have held the money from her, Mayor Bowser. So she's making calculated decisions. You know, I guess it's kind of one of those, you know, pick your battles wisely, but you know, it sucks that she has to do that. One of the artists who painted the mural, Kiana Jones, said it perfectly. She said, being a black woman, I'm kind of used to the feeling of things being taken away from me and being erased from our history. It's not a moment in time. It cannot be taken away. So yeah, you know, it's just sad. You know, it's an actual moment in history, and you know, it represented a lot that we went through during that, you know, that 2020 George Floyd protest. And now it's leaving. Now it's gone.
Oh, Lord. When stuff like this happens, right? I can't even catch my words. I can't even get my thoughts together. But when stuff like this happens, this is where, when people talk about we're together, this is when America is showing us how separate we are and how separate America wants us to be as a people.
Right.
I'm not a fan either.
Oh, Coach Terry, she's in the chat. I know. Horrible, horrible, Coach Terry. Horrible. I know. So just one more serious story here. So this is the Department of Education. I kind of mentioned this to you earlier, but Trump is preparing to sign an executive order to begin dismantling the Department of Education. Yes, that is correct. Okay. So it has not been signed yet. McMahon, the Linda McMahon is the director of education, and that is, you know, her job. That's what she's about to start doing. She sent an email to all of the employees saying that this is our department's final mission. So I don't know what kind of coded stuff they got going on, but I don't like the way that sounds. And then she said that in the draft order describes the federal education programs as a failed experiment for children, teachers, and families. So yeah, you know, so a lot of, and just to wrap this up quickly, so, you know, programs supporting students with from low-income families and children with disabilities currently run through this department. So while these programs existed before the department was created in 1979 and could be moved somewhere else and transitioned and dissolved into another program, they still don't know, because it's going to be uncertain on how, you know, things are going to look with funding. So, you know, praying for the school, praying for the kids, okay?
Lord,
gotta get that education.
Praying for the kids, praying for the teachers. With teachers, without teachers, then who's going to educate these kids? And the last thing you want is an uneducated kid who can't communicate what they're thinking, what they're feeling.
Or
that's
can't read
a
and write.
Scary world to live in.
Yeah.
Man, say.
So I know you're a Chipotle lover. You know, I got to end on a high note.
I eat a Chipotle now and then.
Okay,
yesterday.
Okay. I know Chipotle, some other Chipotle, you know, lovers Chipotle out there. Okay, I know one personally. Okay. So, Chipotle. How do you feel about this? What is this? Chipotle honey chicken.
I'll give it a try.
Yeah? Okay.
Just to see.
You said just to see?
Just to see what it's hidden for.
Okay. So if you are a reward member, you can get this today. But if you are not a reward member, you get this tomorrow. Okay. So they did some tests in Canada, and they also tested in Nashville, and they tested in California. And it got a good response. It's a limited time thing that's gonna be, you know, it's gonna come, it's gonna go. And yeah, so the hot honey. I am not a Chipotle eater, but you know, I hope that it's good for y'all. I really do.
I am not a Chipotle eater.
I'm not a Chipotle girl, but I hope that y'all like it, and I hope that it's good, you know?
Are you free birds or what? What, like, what's your burrito spot of preference? Or like bowl spot of preference?
I just don't think I'm eating burritos in this season of my life.
Yeah. That's fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, even if it's a bowl, I kind of do it with the, you know, like a gyro or gyro, however you say it.
Oh, yeah.
So
there's
a restaurant I go to, and they put that in a bowl.
Okay, that's fair. I just had to get an answer out of you, because if you're eating, I'm like, what? You got to eat. Come on.
I ain't eating Chipotle. The steak.
I say, well, you eat. Nah.
It ain't all that. But lastly, I just wanted to leave you. You know, March Madness is coming up. This is NBA, but March Madness is coming up in 10 days, okay? Mm. But tonight, you can catch some of these games. You got the Bulls,
they got?
And the
Bulls Magic.
You got the Bulls, okay. Magic, Pacers, Hawks, Rockets, Pelicans. And then we got the Warriors and the Nets. Definitely the Warriors are going to win that one. 76ers and the Celtics. I think I might catch that one, right?
The Knicks and the Lakers? That might be worth watching. That might be worth watching after the show.
The Knicks and the Lakers. Okay. Yeah.
You catch a little Luka. Little Luka from long distance, you know.
Yeah. I mean, hey, they're number two right now. The number two seed. Okay. That boy doing something. Drewski always going live when we go live. That's funny. So those are my stories for today, you know. And if you have a story that you would like featured on What I Saw Scrolling, send me a DM on Producer Britt on Instagram and TikTok, and we will be right back with more Speak Your Success.
Exciting workout that's not only fun but makes you feel alive. It's time to step up your fitness. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece, that's your answer. This isn't your typical workout. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece is an energizing step workout that combines simple moves with fresh beats, both old and new, creating an atmosphere that makes fitness exciting. With a focus on all elements of fitness, cardio, muscular conditioning, flexibility, and balance, you're guaranteed to burn calories and get addicted to the energy. Extreme becomes your safe space, which is a welcome environment where everyone is accepted. It's where you can let go of those worries of the world and focus on getting healthy. Ready to get energized? Join Extreme Hip Hop with Treece today. All right. Welcome back to Speak Your Success. And you all are in for a treat. Y'all in for a treat. Like I said before, it's Thursday. And Thursday means it's Thursday night showdown. So me and producer Britt are going to get ready to go head to head on a topic that we pulled. And I feel like it's going to be an interesting one. Producer Britt, come on out here.
I'm here. What's up? What you got?
As a matter of fact, since it's Thursday night showdown, I had to, I started.
I didn't even know this was happening. Okay.
Let me put my makeup on. I know he was fighting for real. Let me not get carried away. But just with thinking about some topics that are relevant, some topics that are real, y'all, some topics that are a little bit raw. So as y'all are watching, as y'all chiming in, feel free to drop your feedback in the chat, because we love to hear from you all. But the first topic is about manhood. And this is the question that's at hand. Producer Britt. Is manhood... What we got?
No, I'm just saying manhood. I'm not the man. So, yeah.
I know, but you can speak from the female perspective, which is very valuable.
Okay.
It is very valuable. But the question at hand is manhood under attack, or are gender roles just simply evolving and changing and shifting with the time? I'll let you speak on this a little bit first, and I'll circle back.
You gotta give the definition of manhood now.
So for me, what I believe the definition is of manhood, and of course I can only speak from my perspective, which is a father, a husband, a follower of Christ, right? Mm-hmm. So my understanding of manhood looks like being a provider, being a protector, being a pastor. That's my definition of manhood right there.
Okay.
So covering those three angles, and then for the people who might be single or might not be dating nobody, then they're still like the pastor over themselves, right? So they have to take it upon themselves to make sure that they understand the word of God. Yeah. They got to protect themselves. They got to protect their property. And then, they got to provide for themselves. That's my definition, of what I consider a man to be. And we can dive into the facets a little bit more.
Do you feel like it's under attack?
Do I feel like manhood is under attack?
The definition that you just gave, do you feel like manhood is under attack?
In short, yes. I do feel like manhood is under attack. What'd you say?
No, I'm saying, on that, I do agree with you.
Yeah, manhood, and I feel manhood is being under attack. Just like back in the day when they were trying to take the man out of the home, right? When they started dishing out welfare and everything like that, they're like, okay, if the man ain't in the house, then then you'll get these benefits. But if they are, then you're not getting the benefits. But the reason why I say I feel that manhood is under attack is because men in Hollywood, for one, and that's just an easy example. Men are being emasculated. So often we turn on TV.
Speak on it.
So often we turn on. I mean, look, I'm tired of turning on TV and I'm tired of watching these shows. And every time I see a black man, the man is he's transgender. The man is emasculated. The man is feminine. Like, Why can't the black man just be a black man and just play the role of being a black man, right? Why can't he just be a straight black man? I don't understand. And I'll say this, and this will wrap off this first point.
I mean, I feel you on that, because I'm like, and the person that does it the most, Tyler Perry. I'm like, Tyler Perry, why everybody in the movie got to, you know, but you know, just why can't we just watch a show sometimes? But I don't know, that's people's lives. That's your life. That's your life.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. People can choose the lifestyle that they choose. Like, yeah, that's your life. You know, that's your business. Because I mean, in these shows, in these movies, yes, some of these stories are accurate for certain individuals, mm-hmm. but for the traditional family, the way that God designed it, nah, that man ain't emasculated. Right. That's a man. Right. That's a man that's handling his business.
Yeah.
That is protecting his family, providing, and providing doesn't have to be all financial, right? Mm-hmm. It can be providing emotional support and different things like that. But ultimately, why you the man don't he don't have to be feminine? Like, come on, man. I don't like that. Here's the other part. Well, hold on, wait, producer Britt, I'm gonna kick to you. Speak on the part about gender roles. What do you feel about gender roles?
What did you explain? What did you say about the
our gender? So the rest of the question is manhood under attack? But the second part is, or is it that gender roles are simply evolving?
Oh yeah, I mean for sure, because we all know that Black women are the most educated. Okay.
I'm not going to argue that.
No, I'm just saying that's a fact. Okay. Coach Terry. Okay. So that is a fact. We go back to school more, you know, not myself. But when you say, you know, gender roles are evolving, I would say less women definitely don't. I wouldn't say necessarily need men, but want them. And what we want is someone, you know, like you said, a provider, someone that's God-fearing, someone that can be emotionally intelligent as well. So, you know, I want those things, but I won't stress myself out to get those things. So if I need to, you know, be by myself in the comfort of my home and get my life together and do what I need to do, then that's what I'm going to do until, you know, God sends me somebody. But, you know, as far as, you know, me providing for myself bill wise and doing things like that, you know, I think we live in a world where that is just not the normal anymore. As far as I need somebody to take care of me. You know, women used to have to wait to get with a man to get a bank account. Like, I don't have to do that anymore. You know, I could go get my own money and do my own thing. So, yeah, they are evolving for sure. Yeah, so that's how I feel about that.
Okay, and then I'll even speak on the aspect of men gender roles evolving. Coach Terry said most educated and making more money.
Yeah, I can't that's be what I'm saying, Coach Terry. We in it.
Hey, I know
you. You know, you support for sure, but you know, just letting it be known out there. You know, Black women are the most educated. Okay, Black women.
This is true. Yeah. And this is the part I'm gonna speak on this with Black women. Black women are the most educated, but I feel like sometimes I want to hear more from that Black woman that's educated. Like, because I feel like in today's culture, and yes, I understand in certain spaces, in certain places, like it's not welcoming or it's not conducive for them to talk about some of the things that they've done or some accomplishments because of how it might make other people feel.
Yeah, about Black women.
Black women, yeah. I want y'all to talk more about these accomplishments. Y'all done got a double doctorate. You done got a double master's. you a mom. You a wife. You on your own. You single doing your own thing. You done built this career. Talk about what you're doing a little bit. I want to hear more from Black women. Because y'all out here killing it.
You said what?
I said y'all be out here killing it, but then you know in the
we don't
in
have
the culture,
time. We don't have time. Okay, I tell you that we don't have time because, you know, a non-Black woman, you know, you can work hard, but Black women always have to work 10 times harder. I mean, you could literally say 100 times harder just to get to where you gotta go, and okay. Then when you get there, it's, you know, oh. You know, you're the one, or, you know, they picked you. And then it's like, I'm just here doing what I need to do so I can get to where I gotta go. Okay? Like, I ain't here for all that. And yeah, people are intimidated by super. Yeah, that is true. That is true.
So
you can't always talk about it because then you come off as like a know-it-all, or you're cocky, or you're this, or you're that. And it's like, no, I just went to school and I learned and I read and I applied myself and this is who I am. I'm sorry you didn't live up to who you wanted to be. I did.
Uh-oh.
Okay, well, that's just me. That's just me, Coach Terry. I'm just talking, Coach. You know what I'm saying? You're like, sorry. Okay, I am who I am. I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna dull myself down or do any of that stuff. To that's gone. That's gone.
And I'm for that. But I'm a slightly pivot here. Mm-hmm. But talking about the with the roles evolving, and man, shout out to Belief in Fatherhood. So Belief, he has a channel that he built. Just talking about fatherhood, like with him being a stay-at-home father, and from that point, you know, him raising his kids while his wife was, you know, doing her thing. Like she was at work, and he was at home with the kids, teaching the kids, working with them. And then I believe they flipped roles because then he started to expand as a creator. So men can also, you know, do that part with raising the kids. And you know, even when I'm here at home with my wife, when I get off from work, you know, I try to assist and take on my son so that she can have time to herself. Mm-hmm. But hey, are the roles evolving? Maybe. In terms of everybody's own individual relationship, that's something you just got to come to grips with. You just have that conversation with, you know, that person. Or, you know, if you're not in a relationship, then I guess you just had a conversation with yourself. But
that's the way not the is. Conversation with yourself.
I mean, or talk to, you know, family and bring family in, you know, assist if that is, you know, an option.
Yeah. But
yeah.
So
okay, you got anything else to share on that?
I'm just saying, so you would literally, I mean, I guess you do, like, you be, well, you're married, so you know it's different. You be cooking and cleaning. When you marry, you just intertwine with everything, you know. You do everything together when you marry.
I mean, yes and no.
By you yes and no.
My wife, I got to give it up to my wife. I got to give it up to Gab because she cooks more than I do. She cooks, she'll find meals and ideas.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, then she'd move around the house and be doing stuff. All the way up until our son was born, our first son was born, she was painting the walls in his room and doing, I'm like, you like 8 months pregnant, like you gotta sit down, like you have to sit
that
down.
That mean you need she to going, get up.
I was with her. No, I was with her. I was holding the ladder while she was walking up. I'm like,
not holding the ladder. You supposed to be on the ladder.
She found the idea. She wanted to paint it. I was supporting her the other ways. I was putting the paint tape
got
down.
Got it.
I was doing
got
some of the it. Other stuff.
Got it. Okay, sous chef. Anyway. Sous chef. I get you.
Yeah, you know.
You got anything okay. else? You got anything else on this?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I mean, I think, you know, it's just now we need to start having these conversations, and mm-hmm. because there are people, some places to where, you know, since I'm married, the majority of my friends are typically married, and I've heard conversations to where maybe a husband, maybe a wife, I ain't gonna point no fingers, but they will make mention of the lack of what the other person is doing. And I mean, there've even been times in our marriage to where I've been lacking, right? Mm-hmm. And then there was another man who we would have conversation and he would bring certain stuff up.
I mean, is that just hitting though?
No. I mean, it's a level of accountability though. Yeah, it is venting, but just because you vent, that's not gonna change the situation.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pivoting. So venting, we talked about this off camera. So
okay,
you talked about how, explain it.
Okay, so to me, I don't remember what we said when I started.
You talk about like venting versus giving advice.
Oh, wow. Okay, so men and women, we're very different creatures, right? We're very different creatures. But one thing that I've begun to learn with my wife, and I don't do it every single time, but I've gotten better And our, as our communication has continued to grow, as she's just sharing certain stuff with me, I'll ask, I'll say, are you just sharing something with me? Or are you wanting me to give you advice on this?
That's important. That's important.
That is, because that is extremely
sometimes
important.
97% of the time, I do not want your advice. I'm just talking. Okay. I know how to solve the problem unless it's something I can't hang up. Okay. Like, I know how to solve the problem. I just need to get it out. I need to get it out of my head.
But this is the crazy part about it all. But men, the way men typically operate, being more so simple, like, okay, you're telling me a problem. In my mind, you're telling me you want a solution. Like, that's just the knee-jerk reaction.
Just turn that off. I'm not coming to you for a solution. So I want a solution. I call my mama, okay? I don't need to. I got the solution, okay? That's my mama, okay? I'm just saying, cut that off. I'm just venting. Shout out my mama. Carla Turner, okay?
Oh my goodness, hilarious.
Yeah.
Man, we gotta take a quick commercial break, and then we're gonna come back with the next topic, because that's your favorite. That's gonna be your favorite right there. Anyway, but y'all, if you haven't hit that subscribe button, make sure you hit the subscribe button on YouTube so you don't miss any episode. But we'll be right back with more Speak Your Success. Do you want to feel confident in your skin every day? Introducing Skin Rituals, a luxury home-based skin studio that specializes in hyperpigmentation, acne, and personalized treatments for every skin type. Owned by solo esthetician and registered nurse, Courtney Durham, Skin Rituals is all about curating facial treatments designed just for you. Hydrate, brighten, nourish, and soothe your skin with expert care and cutting-edge techniques that promote natural healing. Whether you're looking for a relaxing facial or a transformative chemical peel, Skin Rituals offers results-driven treatment tailored to your needs. With over 7 years of experience, Courtney's goal is to help you safely achieve the healthy skin that you deserve. At Skin Rituals, we believe that taking care of your skin is an investment in your confidence. Book your appointment today and leave every session feeling grateful for the choice that you made to take care of yourself. Skin Rituals, because your skin deserves the very best. All right. Welcome back to Speak Your Success. Successors, welcome back. We first started talking a little bit about manhood. Is it under attack? Gender roles, are these things evolving? Are they real? Is this something that we created in our mind? I hope y'all caught it, because we went a few different ways. But now this phrase came up. I don't know when it started. I don't know where it came from. I feel like it came from,
it was hype on TikTok for a little bit.
Okay, but I'm just saying, I feel like my first introduction to it was when I saw Charlamagne talking about it on one of those MTV shows where they just do random topics about stuff. I feel like that's where it came up. But now we're gonna talk a little bit about girl math. All right. Yeah. What in the world is it? Before I even explain the whole question, producer Britt, What in the world is girl math?
I mean, girl math is, I'll give my own definition. Girl math is when you can find a way to, it's kind of like a girl hack, like a little cheat system, you know, something to make you feel good, you know?
That is not a valid definition.
There's so many definitions on what it could be, but I would just say it's a way to make yourself feel good as a woman. Yes.
Is that girl math or is that self-care?
That's girl math.
Because it don't add up. Okay, that's why it's girl math.
Because it don't add up. It do add up. It do. It's real. I'm gonna give you a couple examples. I got some examples for you.
Oh my goodness. Oh, okay. You want to give now, or you want me to get through the rest of the question?
Go ahead.
Yeah, let's. Okay, so the question is girl math versus guy logic a real thing, or is this just internet humor, right?
What you mean, guy logic? Men are logical. Y'all are logical people. That's what y'all do.
Yeah. Okay, so for us, 2 + 2 = 4. For y'all, 2 + girl = infinity?
Yeah, of course.
To infinity and beyond. Okay.
To infinity and beyond. Exactly. So here's one. Here's one that I like. Because this is true. Hold on. This is so true. This is hilarious. So so you could be shopping, right? And then they say you need 10 more dollars to get free shipping. Mm-hmm. Instead of letting the free shipping go to waste, I might as well just put something else in the cart. That's $10.
Oh, okay.
And that way you get free shipping. Why? Because you get more.
But you're paying more.
But you get free shipping, so that's okay.
The shipping ain't really free because you're paying for it with the extra $10.
The extra $10, I'm getting something, though. I'm getting something. If I got something, that's, you know, that means something. That's girl math.
Use the example you told me earlier today. Use that example. I will use that.
Oh, I feel like most women can relate to that. You know, as far as when you go shopping, say you spend $200, you shopping. You say, oh, I'm going to take this back. When you take it back, if you take back, I don't know, half your clothes, say you took back $100 worth of clothes, I'm up $100.
You're not up $100. You're
I'm
not
up $100. I just got a free $100 because I returned the clothes. So because it's a free $100, now we can go, what food appetizers on me? Okay.
That's what that means. The crazy thing is you really believe this. This is crazy.
That's girl math.
No. Okay. No.
Or another one is when I've done this before. So, you know, you get, okay, if you don't want to drive, okay? So you drive, you don't drive, okay? You're going to take an Uber. It's so funny. If the parking costs $30 to park.
Okay.
But the trip for the Uber, say it's $30 both ways. Then you really only paid $30. In your mind, you really only paid $30 because you're like, well, I was going to pay for parking anyway because it was $30. Oh. If I'm spending $60, you know, there and back or what have you, I really only spent 30 because I was going to spend that 30 parking anyway.
No, I can't accept that. This is ridiculous. This is getting out of hand. Okay. I have nothing else for girl math.
I can't.
It's in my mind that's logical won't allow the dots to connect. It's like, no, dead end. I can't even go there in my mind. It won't let me quantify that at all.
I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense to me.
No, I can't.
Yeah.
I don't got nothing else for girl math.
You got or nothing else? What?
I don't got nothing else. I don't know what else to say to that. There's nothing. I can't.
Okay. Anything under $5 is free.
Okay. We're done here.
Anything under $5, that's free. That's a dollar.
We're done here.
Okay.
That's not. Anything, anybody on here still, comment in the chat. Is that real? Anything under $5 is free? What?
$5? $5.
I'm talking about
if you're shopping, you see something for $5, like a something on sale for $5. Come on now. That's free.
$5.
You said what?
That's five and below is what that is. Okay. And that's a whole store. They got a whole business on that. It would be free and below because everything would be free. That's a whole business that sells things $5 and under. So that don't, nope.
All right, y'all. If y'all have a topic that y'all like to see us debate, go head to head. Send us a DM at Jonathan Jones Speaks or Speak Your Success Media or Producer Britt on Instagram or TikTok. You know, I would say we are going to be back for Jonathan's final moment, his final thought. But, you know, it just sucks that he doesn't understand girl math. I mean, how could you?
I wasn't good at regular math, so I'm definitely not good at imaginary math. Okay. So,
it ain't imaginary. Yeah. It's real. All right. We'll be right back with more Speak Your Success.
Are you a new or budding entrepreneur looking to set your business up for success? Profit Mode is here to help you navigate your entrepreneurial journey with expert education and services. From tax planning and bookkeeping to selecting the right business structure, Profit Mode has you covered. They'll even educate you on how to properly set up your business for building credit so you can grow with confidence. Profit Mode's mission is to provide you with the tools and guidance you need to establish a solid foundation for your business. Whether you're just getting started or you're ready to take the next step, we're here to support your goals. Let Profit Mode help you turn that entrepreneurial dream into a reality with the knowledge and services to back it up. Your success starts with the right foundation. Contact Profit Mode today to get started. Welcome back, successors. Welcome back. Welcome back. And once again, if you have not hit that subscribe button down at the bottom on YouTube, make sure to smash that button. And if you're one of our audio listeners that catches us on Apple or Spotify, remember every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, we are live on YouTube. Just type in Speak Your Success Media and join the conversation. You can drop something in the chat and we'd love to engage with you and love just to have you and host you right here every single week. But family, my final thought for tonight is where can I sign up? Where can I go to where I can get enrolled into Girl Math 101? Because I don't understand and it's still not clicking for me. So if anybody knows where I can sign up for my first course in Girl Math 101, let me know.
You can ask Gabby. You can ask Gabby about her Girl Math.
Gabby got Girl Math. I'll ask and I'll see what she says.
All right. Yeah.
Bro, all right, family. As y'all can see, here at Speak Your Success, man, this is your favorite late night talk show because we give you that momentum on Monday. On Tuesday, we teach you something. On Thursday, we duke it out with our Thursday night showdown. And then on Friday, it's the flex. It's the flex. We give you some fun activity to go into the week and really set you off with a bang. So like I said before, if you haven't hit that subscribe button, make sure to smash it. And we'll see you all tomorrow for the Friday Night Flex. And remember, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Peace and God bless.